So with that, let's jump into goal one.
Okay. So again, these are ideas that have come out of a lot of our discussions that we're putting before you to react to, but they're not baked objectives of this. In my mind, it's better to react to something than to nothing. So here are some ideas that we've come up with as actions, and you see them all in your handout, and they've got they lead to outcomes as well. Let's just walk through a couple of them and just feel them out, and then we'll just talk about this goal and what you think. So incorporate regional data and maps into a regulatory process. So in terms of effective decision making, a lot of what you've seen up around the room, this regional data portal that seems so cool in terms of letting it being open to the public, open to developers, open to agencies, open to everybody, and allowing us to start seeing some of this information together and making sense of that. Wouldn't it be grand if we were able to formally incorporate the use of that tool into a regulator's decision-making process, into a permitting process, so the Army Corps, any lead agency or a NEPA agency has to go and check out the context, the contextual information around the area where they are trying to determine something, where they're trying to cite something. So that's really kind of that's a potential thing that the regional planning body can influence, can make happen through this. It's bringing this information together, it's making it accessible, and it's committing to using it in a productive way. So that's one idea we had. Maybe that's a good idea, maybe it's not. So let us know. Increasing interagency coordination across management and regulatory programs. You think a lot of us talk to each other, but sometimes we don't.
We don't think that.
We don't think that. You're right on. Well, we could do it. We could do it a heck of a lot better. And so, could there be more? Let's think tangibly. Could there be more, better opportunities for the people that are involved in all different parts of a regulatory process, for instance, to get together more often and talk about what new technology is coming down the line? What did you hear? There's a developer talking about something over here. Well, wait a minute. Have they considered X, Y, and Z? Just those kind of conversations really early in the process can help lead to outcomes that will be more transparent, more effective, more efficient, more information, and hopefully improve decisions. So that's kind of where we're going. But here's something we can do through this planning body that can help influence that. Other ideas here you see. So coordinate and leverage science, traditional knowledge, data development to address regional priorities. Figuring out a framework where we can pull all this information together and use it and have it drive the way money is spent or attract money for this region to get at these regional priorities and have all of this different type of information be a backdrop. Bring that together in a real way. So those are just some examples. You see cumulative impact assessments up there. You see, very importantly, inform and engage public for better decision making. How can we be more transparent with the way things are, in the processes that are already going on? Does everybody know where the point of influence is? How do these things work? Can public comment be, more broadly shared across agencies? What are some good ideas there that could improve the situation? So I'll stop there and see what you think.
Goal one.
Again, next we're going to talk about uses. So let's try something.